Laptop.
Crop top.
Crop top.
Drop top.
Right drop.
Mop top.
Drip, drip, drip.
Smoking no coke in a hot pot. It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos, israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the word, it's the power hour. The 11th hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no mystery. Power hour. The 11th hour. You know where your true history is, love hour, power hour.
We all here.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom. Happy power hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy Sabbath also. We are here. My name is Officer Zizekar with...
Officer Zerah.
Officer Ruvain.
Soldier Eric.
Oh, praises. Let's do this. We're going to go into... Eating a lie. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Turn
yeah,
up.
Yeah, eating a lie, Thanksgiving edition.
Damn.
What does that mean? A lot of y'all eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm, that turkey.
I know, back in the day, you know, in the world, we had Thanksgiving lunch.
Yeah.
We can wait.
Right.
Yeah.
We ate about two or three
Yeah, I think dinner was for the white folks. But, yeah. But, you got to dig deep. We ain't even talking about scriptures right now, but just look at the origin of a lot of things. You got to look at the origin. But guess what? We here to tie it with the Bible. That mm-hmm. is prophecy that things are going to happen. It's prophecy that these things are going to come to pass. Don't think they just happen or whatever. You're there sitting, scratching your head, why is this world the way it is? And
right.
I don't believe religion. If there was a God, why is there so much hurt? No, you gotta know why God is. What give me the one in what does it say? My ways are not your ways. You gotta understand the way the Most High works. You got to. You know what I mean? And you never gonna understand because he's not on the same page as you. He don't work like man. He's got an eternal mindset. You know what I mean? Man, there was a quote on a movie with the Denzel Washington. He said. The devil reasons like man, but God thinks of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning, guess what? We reason. We thinking temporary.
Mm-hmm.
That's our carnal flesh mindset. Mm-hmm. But God's thinking, he's thinking long term.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. You know? So go ahead. Read that.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Mm. You can't even jump off the ground.
No.
You know what I mean? So this is talking about his thoughts. There, you can't even reach. You can't even wrap your mind around
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he can't give you too much.
Mm-hmm.
You choke. Too much. You know, you
For
can't.
Real.
That's what we talking about, to eat them, drink the milk. You know what I mean? Let's go to Gad. Let's go to Genesis and find out what's on it. Let's do Genesis 49. Let's do verse 1 first. We talking about the so-called Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And we just doing Native Americans.
Did you say the name of the title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where you at, man? Wake up.
Oh, my God.
Wake up.
Where are you?
This guy Red Bull.
So, ready?
Yeah, you verse one. Yeah, one. New one first.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 49 and verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
So these last days is going to explain to you through this chapter. We're not going to read the whole chapter right now. But this whole chapter of the 12 tribes and what they're going to be going through in the last days.
Uh-huh.
You understand? The last days, right? Jump to
19.
Yep.
Verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
And Gad is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Put the 12 tribes sign up. So then they'll know. 12 tribes, and we're going to explain. This is a comes from IUIC, and this is the 12 tribe chart. I don't know how good this one is. I had it on my phone. But it says, because people go up and say, hey, why is Gad the Native Americans?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Put it up.
And go.
So right here, right there, right under Zebulon, we got Gad, the Native Americans. But also under Gad, you see also
Reuben,
right? Simeon Indian, right? From Florida, around that area. Some of them
South Georgia,
scattered around up in Oklahoma and stuff like that.
Yep.
So maybe that's why you and Palu, you know, Cat Palu.
See, you caught that, right? You caught that.
You know what I mean?
My partner.
So, but we're not just talking about the Native Americans, but this holiday that they were celebrating, or they celebrate, I say that, in the United States, this is what's going to really stick out, Gad, right? But this happened to all the Northern Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, not just under the whole English span, but you got the Spanish Caucasians, you got the French Caucasians, Portuguese Caucasians that did the same thing, right? Go ahead and go back to that 18.
Verse 19, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
So this troop is talking about Andrew Jackson. Give me the picture with the fighting. This is from a book called 500 Nations. It's with him with the thick rhythm of blue. No, that's from a movie. That's from a movie. That's from Dancing Wolf. That's not it. That's part in the movie, right? The troops, mm-hmm. the troops coming over there. But that's from a movie right there, what they did, right? It's a coloring, and then it's a thick ribbon of blue on. So the so-called Native Americans, which are the tribe of Gad, were getting, it's a picture of them fighting. Is that on there or what?
Which one is it, right here? One of these pictures?
Let me see. No, I sent it to him. Let me get it right here. So this picture right here is at the so-called, there it is. I sent it to you again so you can highlight it.
Uh-huh.
So these so-called Native, there it is, phrases. So this right here showing you. And I'll pull some things out this picture too.
What happened?
So I'm going to pull some stuff out of this picture too. So read that again, read that scripture again. That way they can associate what it is.
It's the book of Genesis, chapter 49 and verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
So this is the last tribe to be conquered.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them help from the so-called Mexicans, which are mm-hmm. the tribe of Issachar, and the so-called
The Buffalo Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we went to. Did you go with us to Nogales when that time we went to that museum?
I didn't go.
They had in Nogales. They here in Arizona. They had troops there from the Buffalo Soldiers. They had camps there, right here. So there's history right there. So they had to conquer. They needed other tribes. You know, if they can't do it, they know that they can use their brother against them.
Uh-huh.
They understand that. That happened also to the so-called Aztecs when the Spanish came over. This right here. But you notice something about the Native American there. He has a ribbon of blue and fringes.
It's a big ribbon, too.
Let's get that right there.
Uh-huh.
Because that's going to be an evidence. You know,
sign.
And a sign, yeah, a sign of what... who they are, uh-huh. right?
Something significant about that.
Yeah.
He's awake.
This is the book of Numbers, chapter 15 and verse 37. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations.
Who's he talking to? He's talking to the children of Israel. He's not talking to Genesis, 18 nationalities, 18 nations, and he's speaking to one nation. Why? Because he chose one nation to be their God and give them theirs. So that whole thing in Christianity, saying that God loves everybody, God's for everybody, no.
Stop the cap right now.
He lifted up one nation to give them their laws, give them his understanding, so that we can be rulers of the earth.
That's right.
That's it. Right there.
But something happened. Go ahead and read.
And that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue.
So this is something. And you only see these, right? Because, give me a diligent search right quick. Give me this. Because you only see this. And I'm going to show a couple pictures that I saw. This is a while back when we were walking and we were doing a flyer mission in Scottsdale.
1980.
No, I take that back. We weren't doing a flyer mission. We were just walking. I think we were just walking with a couple of brothers that came down from New York. But we were walking downtown, Old Town, take that back, Old Town, Scottsdale, right? And we saw a couple of pictures. And you typically see the ribbon of blue on authentic old garments, or you see very expensive paintings or expensive sculptures that they make. But you don't see them on the regular, every single gift shop. You know what I mean? You don't see that. You might see the fringes, but you will not see the ribbon of blue. Why it's very important. Right? You got it?
I got it.
So this is the reason why this happened. Go ahead.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 6 and verse. I'm sorry. This is the book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 6. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep.
So they are looking out the same way we fell in Egypt. The same way we fell in Persia, the same way we fell in Rome, Greece, they're going to bring back that sin. They have to look for it. That's what you think they're digging up those dinosaurs and going up to Egypt, digging up, sometimes they're trying to look for gold too, but they're looking for the sin that they were committing. These guys do a diligent search. They know how to read old languages that don't even exist anymore. Because they understand there's a pattern, and they understand the pictures. So wait a minute. I see what they were doing here.
Can I follow ahead. That up? Let me get Ezekiel. We go precept this. Ezekiel 28, verse 3. Because it's going right into what he's talking about. They know all of these ancient languages.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all of our ancient texts, artifacts, everything. Read that.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, and verse 3.
Read
Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel.
You see that? They said that our enemies are wiser than some of our renowned prophets.
That could interpret dreams.
Exactly. Go ahead.
There is no secret that they can hide from thee.
Look, anything that we even think about, they are already 10 steps ahead of us.
They thought about that 10 years ago.
They thought about it 10, 20 years before. You can recognize that when you watch movies from the 80s and they used to have, or the 60s, and they used to have like cell phones or things that resemble cell phones. And now here we are in 2023. You can damn near have like a little dot popped in your ear and you can make phone calls.
Yep.
Captain Kirk had a flip phone.
You see that?
Yeah.
That was what? 30?
Yeah.
He said Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
That was 40-some years ago.
A little age gap right there.
That's a gap.
Captain Kirk.
Hey, look, Johnny.
Captain Kirk.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Star Trek ever.
Damn. He pulled that Captain Kirk out.
My uncle
had a flip phone, bro.
He did. My uncle loved
Man, what are y'all talking about,
bro? Oh, damn. I forgot. He don't even know. Like, he lost. He's like,
get some help.
Yeah, baby.
Captain Mark.
Damn. Yeah, I know that Captain Mark and Hook.
Right.
Go ahead,
So they understand when they come in. Mm-hmm. They understand the iniquity, right? The iniquity is in us, so they can come in and conquer, right? Mm. They understand that they're gods, the God's against us.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we get it?
You got to get it. Go
Judah,
to
get 5.
Get it, Judah 5.
Judah 5.
They understand that there's not, by coincidence, that Columbus
mm-mm.
came on this side of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that little Columbus thing, too. That's the next thing that I want to put up. There's no way. This is from a book right here. We're going to get after a while, after we get the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And see, we come with the scripture because the scripture is the prophecy that's going to give you the understanding.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can go to the library all day until your face turns blue. Read the history. Get mad. But yet, if you don't have understanding, you're going to act upon your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try to join groups, right? That don't make sense, and they're not doing the will of the Father. I saw a video, and I'll probably send it to you. And Austin, I'll send it after the scripture. Go ahead.
Come on.
It's the book of Judith, chapter 5 and verse 20. Now, therefore, my Lord and Governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their God.
So they already know what they need to do in order to stay on top of us. Go ahead.
Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Let us consider that this shall be their ruin.
Listen, because they've done a diligent search and they're wiser than Daniel. There's no secrets that we can hide from thee. They said what again? Come on.
Let us consider.
Nah, go back. If they sin against this people, come on.
If there be any error
uh-huh.
in this people
mm-hmm.
and they sin against their God.
That part right there. If we can get them to sin against their God, if we can keep them in a perpetual state of iniquity against their God, come on.
Let us consider that this shall be their ruin.
Let us consider we got them. This is how we stay on top. This is how we stay on rulership. But keep going.
And let us go up.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall overcome.
They already know that they can overcome us if they keep us in sin. But watch the flip side.
But,
go ahead.
If there be no iniquity in their nation.
If they're keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. If they find out how to get back in God's good graces. Come on.
Let my Lord now pass by.
Don't mess with them. Why?
Lest their Lord defend them.
Because they remember what happened to the Egyptians and all of the other people that had us in captivity. Come on.
And their God be for them.
He said, their God be for them. They already know that God is our God is not their God, and our God is the God.
Mm-hmm. This is very heavy because that blows Christianity out the window.
Mm-hmm.
That whole doctrine about God loves everybody, God's for everybody, he's going to
mm-hmm.
save everybody, what are they going to save him from?
Right.
We the one going through hell.
Right.
They ain't. They living in the heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
I see it every day.
They living in the heaven. They living in their royalty, their rulership.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Their people are for their people. When these laws get passed, they ain't for us.
Right.
They're the opposite.
We're denizens.
If a law gets passed to do something in the hood, guess what? We moving out of our houses.
For real, though.
Gentrification is coming right
it's
behind
coming.
Us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that wealth, that little bit of wealth that we try to save and pass on to the next generation, it gets taken from us.
Mm-hmm. You got to think about how evil that is. Here you are one day, your grandmammy, right? She been in her house 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, some housing development done came through. They saw, you know what? We got a lot of business that's getting ready to come in this area, or we just want to make this area popping like that. So what do? We start redoing the laws, making mischief by law. Next thing you know, your grandmammy that's been paying rent because she don't own it, been paying rent for 30 years. Now she got an eviction notice, and where's she gonna go, nigga? We don't care. You just got to get the hell up out of here.
Yep. And nigga, and that house is gonna skyrocket.
Uh-huh. Skyrocket.
The land is what.
Yeah. Skyrocket. You see these houses down in Phoenix, down downtown. They're old because you could tell they're probably six hundred square feet houses.
Yeah,
nothing, bro.
You know what I mean? They
right
got
another, next to each other.
Yeah, another house up behind them. That's where they live back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But them are expensive.
Expensive.
They're gonna go
500,000.
You know what I mean? That's too close to downtown. It's nice.
Straight up.
Give me the video that I just gave you right now because this is something that really
Hit me. I just sent the video to you earlier. What happened is that we do join things up. We saw it in the 60s. We saw it with the AIM movement. We saw it with the Black Panther Party. We saw it with the Brown Berets. We saw it with Young Lords. You know, we saw all these things, so-called Puerto Ricans, Blacks, Native Americans, and so-called Mexicans, right? We saw those things. Go ahead and place that video. Yeah, find it. I sent it to you.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah.
They probably got to download it first.
Okay, cool deal. So,
I believe you support the...
Yeah, you got it. I hear it, but I don't see it. Okay, I'll praise this.
Black Panthers and the Young Lords. Is
start over.
We call
fix it, Jesus.
Turn it up a little bit.
Well, now, I believe you support the Black Panthers and the Young Lords. Is that correct?
We have what we call the Rainbow Coalition, which is a coalition between the Panther Party, the Patriot Party, and the Young Lords organization. This organization expresses solidarity because we recognize this is a class struggle. We recognize the class we come from, the oppressed people.
Stop.
Wow.
He said this. We know this is a class. What do you think? A class issue. Yes, a class issue. So he's trying to avoid what? The unite the so-called Hispanics and Blacks together. Now, guess what? I'm not for the Black Panther Party and the so-called Bamberettes and stuff like that because they ain't keeping no commandments. Right? Now, unity's got to be there. And we realizing that the oppressed, we both oppress the same. We're looking for something to get on. We in the same spot. Right. We looking at the projects. We in the same spot.
First of all, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. Can we get a script?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ciroc 12 and 10. I'm not buying it. Because we know what happens in history during the Dark Ages. When we brought them out of the caves.
Yep.
Remember, they was cracking lice with their teeth.
Yep.
They didn't even know how to use no fork.
That's in that book, 13 Tribes.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they ruling the planet. Come on. Give me that.
They draws was disintegrate.
Cave
disintegrate. Let's go.
The book of Ciroc.
Come on. Read the book.
The book of Ciroc, chapter 12 and verse 10.
Read it.
Never trust thine enemy.
First off, that first word is never.
Never.
Sometimes.
Never.
Go ahead.
Never trust thine enemy.
Uh-huh.
For as iron rusteth, so is his wickedness.
Guess what? It's just like when you got a cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you frying up that salmon that you got, whatever it is you frying up, right? You clean it, you oil it down. For years, it's fine. And then that one day, you see that little brown spot on there.
Mm-hmm.
It might have taken a while, but it happened. Now, let's go down to verse 12.
Gotcha, nigga.
That's it.
Verse 12.
Watch this.
Set him not by thee.
Remember, it said, never trust thine enemy. Come on.
Set him not by thee.
Why not?
Lest when he hath overthrown thee, he stand up in place.
And we've seen it over and over and over again. As soon as you let them sit by you, get involved in anything you got going on, they're there to do what? Overthrow.
Stand up in thy place.
Mm-hmm. Stand up in your place. Come on.
Neither let him sit at thy right hand.
Uh-huh.
Lest he seek to take thy seat.
Come on.
And thou at the last remember my words and be pricked therewith.
You see that? He said, you going to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead.
Right.
This ain't no hindsight of 2020.
Right.
You need to, I'm telling you this up front. Don't sit them next to you. They go overthrow you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All praises. Finish that video. Back it up a little bit. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is a class struggle. We recognize the class we come from, the oppressed people, has no color. And again, this is concerning why the... Hogan and Nixon, right from the White House down, are trying to wipe out the Patriot Party, the same way they're trying to wipe out the Panthers and the Young Lords, because we do have this solidarity with the oppressed people.
He's trying to run. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that same mindset is in Edomites today. You see it in them today. They're always talking about how we all just need to get together. You know, we see that we're being oppressed, and we need to rise up against the government. That's kind of what the January 6th was kind of about, with that, yep.
Yeah, he's trying to go through a political view, a political area. And you got to think, Black Panther Party, they're trying to do their own political ways. But what did he call his thing?
I don't know.
What was it?
Rainbow Coalition?
No, go to the end a little bit. Hello? Play that video.
Hello?
Go down. Anybody pay attention?
Wow.
Bueller.
I can't believe it.
Go down a little bit. Go down right there. That's good right there. Start.
As we come from, the oppressed people has no color. And again, this is concerning why the Hogan and Nixon, right from the White House down, are trying to wipe out the Patriot Party. The same way
Patriot
they're trying to wipe
Party.
Out the Panthers
Patriot
and the
Party.
Young Lord.
So they're trying to do their own little redneck rebel party.
Militia.
And they say,
militia.
You get in your own heat. Let me join with them. So it looked like we get our point of view out.
Yes.
That's the same thing with the alphabet people.
Yes,
doing the same thing.
I was going to say that. Gloria Steinem, she did the same thing. She crept up next to the black woman, told the black woman, guess what? You can be this, you can be that. And now black women don't even want to be with the black man. Because what happened? We let them right next to us, and they overthrew us. And now we got all this chaos going on in the world.
Yep.
Fix it, Jesus.
Oh, so this is why these AIM, all these things were designed. For us, Esau started getting involved. Guess what? He started destroying it. Nah, you can't have that. That's too unity. Now, that's too separation of America the Great. Nah, you're going to start your own country. You can start your own nation.
That's what happened in Black Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. Black Wall Street, you got Rosewood.
Mm-hmm.
You got also in Philadelphia.
Yep, Durham, North Carolina.
Yep.
Sweet Auburn, Atlanta.
Yep. All
those
places.
Central Park.
Yep.
Yeah, Central Park.
Yeah,
that's
Central
right.
Park. Don't forget Central Park. There was a community there. Tore it down and make a park. Go ahead and give me the Columbus thing.
My cousin just got back from Jamaica. He told me that Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica as well. They have the same exact story as we have in
Jamaica. Oh, yeah? I believe it. Mm. So this is from The Last Tribes and Promised Lands. This is a book by Ronald Sanders. Look what it says in there, because this is going to tell you something very important.
You want me to read that?
Yeah, go ahead and read that.
We do not... I'm sorry. We...
You want me to read it? Can you see
it? No, it's the way I'm looking. We do not know much concerning Columbus's crew of about 90 men aboard the three ships.
That's a lie. How you know there's 90 men already?
For a stop the cat right now.
They were murderers and thieves, and, you know, go ahead, man. Get freaking mad.
But at least one of them was an Israelite.
Diligent search.
Okay.
Whose presence as such was not merely dental. This was Luis de Torres, convert of possibly only that year, who had...
Wait, stop. Mm. He convert. So guess what? He was a so-called Marrano, or what you want to call him. So he was an Israelite. So he had what? He changed his name, changed all these things. Why? To be a Spaniard.
To assimilate.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just like you so-called Negroes and the Spanish guys.
Spanish too. Hold on, them Puerto Ricanos.
Yeah,
hold on now.
I said that. I said right behind it. Well,
they all a bit. Hold on now.
So you both have what? Slave names.
We're Americans now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Who had once held a position with the governor of Mercia. He was said to have known Hebrew, Aramaic, and some Arabic, and had been brought along by Columbus specifically as an interpreter.
So he was what? To interpret. Why would you want to bring that to interpret it? Because you know that the men and women on this side of earth speak Hebrew. This Palu Hebrew.
How you know that, though? Because we did a diligent search.
Right. We knew. They knew because, what is it? We're not going to get it, but in Paradise, Conquest of Paradise, is what it's called? Conquest of Paradise with Christopher Columbus. He's talking about that. He found out that the Israelites were in the Americas by reading the Bible.
Oh, yeah,
Ezra's.
Yeah, Ezra. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So give me right quick, give me the, just give me the Las Lunas rocks. I think I sent you the rocks. Hopefully I can read this. This is in a book. This book is called...
Las Lunas rocks.
No, it's not the book. Not that one. It looks like a big old rock. Who's behind the thing? You know what Las Lunas Rock is?
Oh, my
God. New Mexico, right?
Come on, man. Yeah, it's in New Mexico.
Okay.
It's a rock. I'm going to send you again. Yeah, there
okay.
it is.
Thank
man.
You.
There you go. Fix it, Jesus. So just read that little parenthesis. So.
Columbus didn't discover the Americas. Israelites were already living here. And many became what are now referred to as Native Americans.
There you go. Where's the bomb at?
That's the closest you can get. That's why no one understands their language, because they still speak it.
form of evil still.
Well, first of all, I'm a little perturbed by this because it goes from, well, we know that Israelites were living here, but we go change their names to Native Americans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm perturbed.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 28.
And there's a lot more to this book, but I just got this little part. There's a little more to this book, and it tells you. So this is the Las Lunas Rock in Las Lunas, New Mexico, 45 miles outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And what it is a Paleo-Hebrew written rendition of the Ten Commandments of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that this ain't the same Hebrew writing that there is in the so-called land in Israel today.
Right.
Because they're the fake Jews.
Right.
They ain't real. You know what I mean? So this is very important. Showing you, guess what? These so-called Native Americans, because even the word Native American,
it just tans my hide. Grinds my gears.
We ain't native to America Vespucci.
Yeah, for real, though. Bring it out.
You know what I mean? We were brought here, and we're going to go into the understanding of how we got here. Give me the Apocrypha.
Uh-huh. Let's do
now,
it.
We're going, you would see us, those who come in for the first time or whatever, you see us going to the Apocrypha a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Apocrypha, if you just look up your history, the King James Bible, 1611, you're going to find 80 books in the Bible.
Bring it out.
That's right.
You should be scratching your head, where are those books now? Who took them out, and why did they take them out?
That part.
You got to do your research.
You
look in your normal King James Bible, you see 66 books.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky, you might just get Psalms, Proverbs, and the New Testament.
Yeah, you get that pocket one. But this is what you're missing right here. And this is very important. This is a key factor. When the writings of Paul, he's talking about the Gentiles, he's talking about these, and some things don't make up because you got to understand the history in there. So there's a lot more. You got Maccabees, you got a lot. But we're going to Second Ezra right here. Right? Go ahead.
This is the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 40.
Freedom!
Those are the 10 tribes.
Why 10 tribes? Remember, there was a split in Israel in the book of Kings, northern kingdom and southern kingdom. Right now, we're talking about the northern kingdom of Israel. Go ahead.
Those are the 10 tribes, which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Osei the king, whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive. And he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt.
Write this down. This is about 500 BC. BC, mm-hmm. before Christ. Because remember, when Christ came in the scene in the New Testament, primarily, it was the southern kingdom,
right.
Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. You do see a little bit of a remnant of the northern kingdom still there, like Ephraim and Naphtali, you know what I mean? The Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, all the 12 tribes of Israel, they're going to this right here, right? And this land is where? Go ahead.
Come on.
That they might keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land.
That's what we just saw right here on this Luna Stone. They were writing down the laws of the Ten Commandments on the Luna Stone. Go ahead.
And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages of the river. For the Most High then showed signs for them and held still the flood till they were passed over. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And that same region is called Arzareth.
This is a lot of information. Now, mind you, Columbus took this information right here and was able to navigate all the way to the Americas to start conquering the thing. Just from reading our text right here, it gives you the whole layout of how we got over here and why we came over here. So he knew what he was doing when he got here. He knew to come with one of the best Hebrew interpreters that he could find. But we gotta convert him first. Right. They wicked as hell.
Where'd you read up to, 47?
45.
Read 45 again.
45, verse 45. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. and the same region is called Arzareth.
So this word Arzareth, right? Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to find it in the Jewish encyclopedia because you got to understand. It doesn't tell you exactly where it's at, right? Go ahead, read this. You don't have to look up there. You can look.
Okay,
here. So you're going to look right here. And mm-hmm. this is very important, right? And remember, go ahead. I'll let you know. Right,
this is a definition in the Jewish encyclopedia of Arzareth, the name of the land beyond the great river, far away from the habitation of man.
Remember, Eastern Hemisphere, that's where the habitation of man is, right? So we're in the Western Hemisphere, right? Read.
In which the 10 tribes of Israel will dwell, observing the laws of Moses until the time of restoration, according to 4th Esdras 13 and 45.
So this is reading it to, remember, the Bible was taken and written or done Roman numeral numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you had 4 Esdras, 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? Mm-hmm. There's the division of that. Go ahead.
Columbus identified America with this land.
There
oh
it is. It's showing you right there. This is the Jewish encyclopedia. These are the so-called Amalek.
They do a Kites. Diligent search, and they wiser
know.
Than Daniel.
No. But we don't read.
No.
Crazy. We don't go into these books. We don't. You know. We don't care.
No. There's a saying: if you want to hide something from a nigga,
put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
So we got to understand that, guess what? We go into these books. You should never let us teach us how to read.
Yeah, eyes can read now.
Yeah. So so now we understand. Now go back to 2 Ezra. Read that 45 again.
It's the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 45.
Read out!
For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half.
America. That's mm-hmm. America, right, Reed?
And the same region is called Arzareth.
America.
America.
Yeah, America.
America.
So that's where we are going to be into the last days. We're still here.
Still.
So we the Israelites. So that's what we are.
That's right.
So those names like, what you got, Yazik? You know, those names, that the old names, so those aren't your names. Your
that
last
part.
Name is Israel.
That
right?
Part.
So let's go into a little bit more of what the so-called... Jackson, Andrew Jackson.
The Pilgrims.
Yeah, the Pilgrims. So give me that, the one that sent you the reading in there, and then we'll go to the picture. So read that.
Once a market for their hides developed in after the
Calculator.
Civil War,
Calculator.
Buffalo were shot down by professional hunters at the unbelievable rate. Between 1872 and 184 million were killed and carcasses left to rot on the plains by the late 1800s. Only a few thousand remained. This unbelievable rate, between 1872 and 1874, more than 4 million were killed and carcasses left to rot on the plains. By the late 1880s, only a few thousand remained. This illustration of the hide hunter at work graced the December 12, 1874, the cover of Harper's Weekly magazine.
And then... this is from the book called 500 Nations. It's a real thick book, a lot of pictures, and this is page 376, right? Show the picture of the man. So this is the also the cover in that magazine and stuff. So this is what they were doing. We'll do the math on that, man. 1974? What was
mm-hmm.
it? Go back.
It was
1874.
It was 2 years, right?
Yep.
It was 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years.
Go back to the picture.
Wait.
Go back to the picture.
Sure.
They killed... Go back. I went to the map. I think it's like 5,000 something. I can't remember.
4 million was killed
okay.
in
so,
2 years.
In 2 years.
So that's what, 356 times 2. And then that divided by 4 million.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, you lost me. I would do it another way.
Oh,
are you trying to get how many killed were in,
yeah,
in a
day?
Day.
In a day.
5,618.
You got to understand.
All they
were doing is shooting down. You know how? So you got to understand.
Wow.
I don't care who you are. If you have to kill that much in one day of anything, you know how hard it is to find them? It's because they were filled.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
They had to be. Mm-hmm.
Look
everywhere.
At these,
look
these
at this.
These are called Skull Mountains. 50 is a lot. Skull Mountains, right?
Carcasses.
The Skull Mountains.
And they said they just left their carcasses to rot.
That's it.
That was a message to the Native Americans. We own you, niggas.
They took the hide.
Take the food.
They took the hide, and that's it.
That was it.
Left everything else because they're Hyde was very, you know, big and they're taking him back.
Damn.
Look at that. The
North
bones.
Dakota.
Look like Judah.
Yeah.
It is, huh? Them slaves right there.
Go ahead and hit the next one. Look at all that Hyde.
Damn. Oh, it's stinking out there. off top.
See, Esau right at home.
Yep.
Up there.
Oh, yeah, he right at home. You know, he ain't bathed in like 3 years
right,
anyway.
Right.
Hit the other
one. It's a Bath and Rice Buffalo Hide Yard in 1878, shoving 40,000 Buffalo Hides.
40,000.
Dodge City, Kansas.
Postcard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's funny how Dodge City is always
Give me that one right there.
What you say, G's?
Go ahead.
It's funny
say?
How Dodge City is always a racist town. Because there's a Dodge City in Alabama that's the exact same way.
It's a spirit on it.
It's a sundown town.
Yeah,
it's a spirit on it.
Sundown town. Look it up. You know what that is. So you got to understand that they're taking the groceries, the living, because the Native American travel with the buffalo. Where the buffalo went, they went. Because they know it. Guess what? Hey, that's my refrigerator right there walking. Because
right.
We didn't have no refrigerator back then.
That was DoorDash.
They knew how to make. They knew how to
Man,
make
for real.
Beef jerky and stuff like that, or stuff that to you know preserve.
Yeah, it really was at Walmart. If you look at it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was their Walmart, their Target, their Fry's, Kroger's, Albertsons. This was their store, so they were doing everything out of it, right? Look, they had the stomach. They made pots and clays. The hooves, they make glue, rattles, hairs. They made their headdresses, saddles, pillows, ropes, beard. I mean, everything was made from this buffalo, so they didn't have anything waste.
Wait, they said they used the dung for fuel.
Yeah, dung for fuel, yeah. They used that in Africa.
Yeah, no, nothing went to waste on this thing.
Yeah, nothing. All that. They knew how to use everything from this animal.
That also shows that they really respected the animal, too.
Respect it, yeah.
That's why they killed them like that.
Yeah.
Because they knew they did.
You know what I mean? You got to understand they lived off the buffalo. So they saw, when they did the diligence search, they knew what was their key. That's why they have that welfare now. They have all those things. Let's control what they eat, how they eat.
Yep.
You know, let's,
crazy.
And let's give them a little bit, just enough for that they won't have to be self-efficient.
You know, they say that buffalo, they know what plants to eat, right? They never get sick. They never get sick. And so, you know, that's why they have Indians. They always ate it because they never really got sick eating the meat.
That's
why most Edomites always try to get that kind of meat.
What's an Edomite, bro?
White people.
Yeah, they're white.
White.
The white man.
The so-called white man. Give me the dose of the... Go ahead, read that.
After the great slaughter, bones of the buffalo literally whitened vast areas of the Great Plains and provided a fortune for the bone hunters who came after.
Man, that's freaking crazy.
Give me the
fortune
and then they bone. And then they mock
what is that?
They mock us and they put them on the nickel. Show the nickel.
Yeah, the buffalo nickel.
They put, and this is a real man right there, and they put the buffalo nickel. You know what I mean?
They made a bunch of money off of that.
Yeah, let's go into the article that you had.
Crazy.
Did you send it to the brothers?
Mm-hmm. Pull the article.
Yeah, so. Not that one. Not that one. That was good. This one.
Thanksgiving. The true history of Thanksgiving.
That's truth.
Giving.
Oh, okay.
Pixie Jesus. Are you going to reread the title?
Would you like me to say?
Yeah.
Truthsgiving. The true history of Thanksgiving and how you can support Native communities this holiday and beyond. Thanksgiving is a time for celebration, good food, and giving thanks. So we gather with family, crush unworldly amounts of stuffing, and enjoy a football game in the crisp autumn air. Let's also acknowledge the real history of the holiday and practice gratitude by giving back. This year, we're celebrating Thanksgiving and also Truthsgiving, a concept coined by indigenous activist Christine Nobis to dismantle common misunderstandings about Thanksgiving with, well, the truth. So in the name of Truthsgiving, here's the true history of this holiday and what you can do about it. Thanksgiving. The Pilgrims had hardly explored the shores of Cape Cod the 4 days before
for 4 days before they had robbed the graves of my ancestors and stolen their corn and beans.
Wait
a minute.
Go ahead. Read that again.
The pilgrims had hardly explored the shores of Cape Cod for 4 days before they had robbed the graves of my ancestors and stolen their corn and beans.
So they said that when the pilgrims came, they only was there for less than 4 days. They already started robbing, digging up graves and all that.
Just, digging up graves, bro.
They digging up graves,
bro. You just got here, though.
Exactly.
But that's the thing that they do. For you to just go and dig up bones out of somebody else's grave,
right.
That's a thing that you do.
That means we Bartley got what buried
with the jewel gold.
How did they know that so quick? Right. To undig the graves of people and then know that
they had spies here.
Yeah,
that goes to show too that they know Gad wasn't just over here living in teepees either.
Exactly.
Right,
he was savage.
Exactly,
they say savage. Right.
Has a bling bling on.
The first Thanksgiving, as a lot of folks understand it, was in 1621 between the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony and the Wampanoag.
There you go. Okay.
Wampanoag tribe in present-day Massachusetts. While records indicate that this celebration did happen, there were a few misconceptions we need to clear up.
Lies.
Because of the erasure, in other words,
lies.
Removal and exclusion.
More lies.
Of Native American narratives from the histories a lot of us were taught. We've been left with an incomplete picture of what really happened.
Lies.
So here's the full story. There's no evidence that the Wampanoag people were even invited in the first place. An account from the time said 90 members of the Wampanoag tribe were present and makes no mention of invitations.
Go to the next paragraph. In their first encounter.
In their first encounter, the Wampanoag people, the pilgrims stole from the tribe's winter provisions.
So now they're stealing food, right? They're stealing the winter provisions, stuff that the natives had laid over for the winter so they can be able to survive through the winter. Right?
It wasn't until later that, I'm going to skip that name.
Osa McQueen.
All praises. Formed an alliance between the groups. Even then, the alliance really only existed because the Wampanoag people were ravaged by diseases brought by European colonizers.
Oh, my God.
In the years prior, it was less than intercultural harmony and more about survival made necessary the actions of these settlers.
So when they were, before the pilgrims that came, natives, they were already in peace, right? They didn't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about much. They had the bison and all that. So they had a way of life, right? So thinking about it, they probably didn't have any kind of weapons, you know, anything like that, because they didn't need them, right? No people coming or whatever. So now they had to convert to survival, so it was a struggle for them once these people had came over.
And instead of obliterating them, like they had the power to do, they said, let us make treaties with them.
Mm-hmm.
These were the first treaties that were made between the so-called Native Americans and the so-called pilgrims.
And they actually had over hundreds of treaties, and every treaty they had with the natives, they broke them all.
Yep.
Every one.
Can we get that real quick? Psalms 55 and 20.
Yep.
Watch this. All of this stuff was prophetic. Let's go.
This is the book of Psalms.
Chapter 55
and verse 20. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him.
The Wampanoag people, instead of going to war with the pilgrims, they decided, look, we'll make a compromise with you. Go ahead.
He hath broken his covenant.
Esau said, F all that. We go rob your graves anyway. Come on.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
But he didn't really say F all that to their face. He was like, okay, we'll do what you ask us to do. But really, behind closed doors, he was doing what?
But war was in his heart.
He already had his mind set on what he wanted to do when he got over here. Come on.
His words were softer than oil.
Uh-huh.
Yet were they drawn swords.
He was never coming over here for peace. It was always for war and conquering. Back to you, sir.
And this is... Don't be surprised. We know who Esau is. Remember, in Genesis, it says that they gave him the art of war.
Right. That was his gift.
And the fatness of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he's going to get the best lands.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do it by the end of the sword.
Mm-hmm.
By war. He that's his agenda and that's his plan. He's going to do it, and he's going to continue to do it as long as this world exists.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's look at this article real quick.
Go ahead.
Can we get the title real quick?
Broken Treaties with Native American Tribes Timeline.
Mm.
From 1778 to 1871, the United States signed some 368 treaties with various indigenous people across the North American continent.
I actually think it was way more than that, but go ahead.
Yep.
So I read an article. It was like, well, I think over
500.
But go ahead.
Between the Revolutionary War and the aftermath of the Civil War, over the course of almost a century, the United States and Native American nations signed some 368 treaties that would define their relationship for centuries to come.
And you can see the relationship now, presently, right now, how much land they have now. They only put in reservations with a small part
of the toilet of America.
For real.
Hey, and this is just between the Revolution and Civil War. This is about 100 or almost 200 years after when they first came.
Yep.
So, like you said, it could very well be over 500. This is just a number after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. The treaties keyed off the fundamental idea that each tribe group was an independent nation with their own right to self-determination and self-rule. But as white settlers began moving onto Native American lands, this idea came into conflict with the relentless pace of westward expansion, resulting in many broken promises on the part of the U.S. government.
We just read that in the song.
What you just read, officer.
Hey, we don't got to listen up for this article, but it's just, I want you to think too, man. White people that had natives as slaves as well, you know, just
mm-hmm.
don't think it was just Judah. No, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people think it was just Judah, you know, that was slaves, but Native Americans went through that, and Hispanics, they went through slavery as well, for sure.
I got to get the scripture.
What you want?
Psalms 50:33. I'm just backing up.
Speaking of Mike?
Lamb backing off what you said. Okay.
Psalms 50:33?
Yes, sir.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 50.
I'm sorry. Jeremiah 50:33. My bad.
Fix it, Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 50. Verse 33.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, mm-hmm. the children of Israel,
which is the southern kingdom,
and the children,
northern kingdom,
and the children of Judah,
southern kingdom,
were oppressed together.
Just like you just said, officer, we all went through the same thing.
And all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go.
And just like you said, we still here in captivity to this day.
This article.
Okay.
The first harvest.
The first harvest was followed by deadly conflicts between colonizers and native people, including, but definitely not limited to, the Wampanoags. The Europeans repaid their native allies by seizing native land and enslaving.
I just want to get that out there because a lot of people don't think they went through slavery. They actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And executing native people.
Uh-huh.
Following Thanksgiving celebrations by European settlers often marked brutal victories over native people, like the Pequot Massacre of 1636 or the beheading of Wampanoag leader Metacom in 1676.
So when our people celebrate Thanksgiving, you're celebrating the death of your own brothers and sisters,
and
Native Americans. Celebrating that you are joining hand in hand with the white man today.
You agreeing with it,
right? You agreeing
Hell
with it.
No.
That's what you are doing. So that's why we're trying to shine a light on our people to stop celebrating Thanksgiving. You need to get rid of that. Stop just trying to go over people's places just for the food, the big plates, you know, because they're making the turkey
and the stuffing,
and making the dressing, the cranberry sauce that y'all like.
Pecan pies.
Stay in the spirit now.
Damn.
You can eat that stuff any time of the year.
Right.
But you decide to eat it this time of the year. You can eat it
I'm off.
In January.
I'm off. My job got me off. I'm going to eat.
Hey, can I get Mark chapter 7 and verse 9, please?
Yeah.
But just going off what you was talking about, Officer Zara, the scripture is just going to back up everything that you just said.
The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 9. And he said unto them, fool ye, reject the commandments of God that ye may keep your own tradition.
So that's what our people do every Thanksgiving. They full well reject the commandment of God that they may keep their own tradition.
Mm-hmm. Can I get one? John 4:22. Because this is a thing with blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. We've been so indoctrinated with this, the conditions of America. We just go with anything. Mm-hmm. But look what the Bible said. Matter of fact, this came out of Christ's own mouth. Let's go. Yep.
This is the book of John, chapter 4 and verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what.
You don't even know the origin of what Thanksgiving is. You think we just sitting down to have a nice meal, not understanding what even the foods that were chosen for the meal represent the slaughter and massacre of your own brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We know what we worship.
But guess what? The Israelites, we know what we worship, and we know to stay away from these holidays that our oppressors have set up for us, because each one of these holidays represents our death in some type of form or fashion. Come on.
For salvation is of the Jews.
Guess what? And when you come out of her, when you come out of these traditions, when you come out of these philosophies, then guess what? We know that our salvation is only for the Jews.
That's right. And I'm glad you brought that point out, because you got the feathers representing the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Gad wore the feather over the crown of the heads. Put that up so you show too. The ground from the feds, they got the cranberry sauce,
mm-hmm.
the stuffing. Cause they would
stuffing, those are the guts.
They would put the guts out there to chop the heads off.
Yeah.
All these things that were they doing to the Native Americans. You know, they weren't just shooting them, you know what I mean, with the guns. They were destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
They were gangs,
brutal
you know what I mean? Coming in there. So that's what we got with today. Time's up. We got some ads.
Yeah, run them ads.
Run them ads right quick. So
hey, if you like the show, you know, like, share, comment. Let's get your thoughts. We can have a conversation about it.
Yeah, we got more stuff on YouTube. We got more stuff going live every single day. All praise the Most High. We have men stepping up to the plate and teaching every single day. We have our Bishop Nathaniel today, or one of the bishops today, mm-hmm. teaching. I'm not sure if Bishop Nathaniel or not. But we got every week. What's up? No ads? Okay.
Fix it, Jesus.
No, we done for today.
They're, they're going to be run with the outro, y'all.
Oh, okay. All right, with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
When you look in the mirror, what do you feel? Fearlessness, austerity, masculinity, godliness. But what does your beard say about you? Get definitive results with the bold, natural scents from the Manly Badge of Dignity Beard Oil and ignite the king in you, because it's important to look how you feel.
For the Southern Kingdom.
Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza. We one nation, one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey, one nation, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza. We one nation, one nation. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the...